I'm Anthony Caliendo, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, sales coach, and author of the award-winning international best-selling book, The Sales Assassin, Master Your Black Belt in Sales. Well, you see, sales can be complicated. Whether you're a career sales professional or just starting out in your first sales job, being a good salesperson can be frustrating and complex. You see, different factors contribute to sales complexity, like being able to find the right lucrative opportunity or having access to the right resources. Selling the right product or service that appeals to businesses and consumers, and developing effective lead generation techniques. You see, learning how to navigate through the sale is very complex. You see, I've watched salespeople expend an enormous amount of energy making sure that all these aspects align so they can achieve the success and income that they desire and deserve. But I've always known one thing. Listen very closely. There's one factor in achieving sales success that is absolute most essential, but most frequently ignored, is the human factor. The two most important and critical components to successful sales process are you and your customer. No matter what you're selling, it doesn't matter if the product, service, it really doesn't matter what you're selling. As humans, we have different personalities, different tendencies, different habits, and definitely different quirks that can simply or utterly complicate sales. You see, at the end of the day, salespeople must recognize that when you strip away all of the other variables in the sales process, the two constants that will always dictate sales success or failure are who is selling and who is buying. And once you accept this fact, then sales becomes less complicated. Probably asking yourself why. Because now sales is all about your desire to sell and their desire to buy. You see, with literally thousands of different sales techniques and philosophies that salespeople attempt to master, we find ourselves using trial and error, sampling and tasting, until we think we've mixed the right sales cocktail that will increase our closing ratios. However, as a sales leader, coach, and the ultimate sales assassin, I know that the most effective sales techniques to produce results and to achieve desired outcomes focus on the human factor and the emotions that drive desired behavior, like making an impression, make connections, build relationships, and build trust. This requires that salespeople perfect the techniques that get you in front of your potential customer, making you likable, above all, persuasive. I'm going to give you five top techniques to mix the perfect sales cocktail, putting all the right ingredients together that will help you close the deal each and every time. So let's start out with number one, sell yourself. My one universal concept that never varies or wavers, no matter if you're in business for B2C, B2B, retail, real estate, insurance, technology, securities, manufacturing, the list goes on. Selling is not about selling your product or service. It's about selling yourself. And that doesn't mean that you don't need to know product knowledge or that you don't need to create value to influence the close. But consider this. Having an A-plus product with an A-plus product knowledge means nothing if you can't even advance to the presentation. So first and foremost, you have to think of yourself as your product. What attracts consumers to a product? Is it the packaging, its features, its price, its guarantees? Manufacturers design and market their goods with consumer appeal uppermost in their minds. As a salesperson, you have to market yourself in the same manner. You are the manufacturer of your product. Your product is you. You see, always dress for success. Channel confidence and charisma from within. And attract your buyer to you. You have to make an impression, a lasting impression. Be unique. Be distinctive. Be remembered or be forgotten. You see, at trade shows, I'm known as the suit. Even if the dress code is business casual, I show up in a suit. Because that's how I want to be remembered. The guy who is always looking professional and is ready to deal with the CEO or the doorman. You know the saying, you only get one chance to make a first impression. What first impression are you going to make to your prospect? Number two, make your prospect comfortable. Frankly, make them like you. You see, there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, persistence and annoyance, being knowledgeable and being a know-it-all. You have to know where and when to draw that line. You have to make your customer want to engage with you and to do business with you. Even with today's online researching and buyer's trends, they will not buy from you if they do not like you and trust you. Number three, master the art of asking questions without asking. You must make a connection with your buyer. Learn how to get them off the defense and extract as much information as possible so you can assess their needs without them even realizing it. You see, the best advice I can give new salespeople is to learn how to open up the dialect and then learn how to listen. Listening is a skill, and not everyone is born with it. But if you want to learn how to improve your sales skills, learn and practice your listening skills. Next thing you know, you've gathered all the info you need for your closing arsenal. Now close. Remember, listen and silent are spelled with the same letters. Think about that for a minute. Listen and silent are spelled with the same letters. Number four, isolate your buyer's hotspots. Create value, create need, and create solutions for your potential buyer. You see, in today's buying cycle, the vast majority of buyers have done their online research before they even speak to a salesperson. They've asked for recommendations. They've Googled your company and you, and they've had decided that they want to hear your pitch. So don't waste their time. Hone in on what is actually important to them and be prepared to give them the solutions they are looking for, not the pitch that you've been preparing for a month. That's not to say that you shouldn't have your big pitch ready. You see, a sales assassin is always prepared to change course to meet the buyer's needs. They know the problem, but you have the solution. A buyer may be very clear that he needs to purchase ABC, but when you hear what the problem actually is, a good salesperson is prepared to explain XYZ. Is this the real solution to their need? Don't confuse this with upselling. You see, cross-selling is solving problems the client may not even realize he or she has, or known that you could even solve. Number five, recognize emotional drivers and negotiate accordingly. Don't be so preoccupied with your own goal to reach the finish line that you fail to identify your potential buyer's signals. You are pitching a product to your prospect to solve their problems, not solve yours. So when your prospect is giving you clues as to what they may be thinking or feeling, you need to recognize that. This is what drives them to make their final buying decisions. In reality, we all know salespeople do have to solve their own problems, like meeting quotas, family to support, a sales manager watching every move that you do. But that's your problem, not your client's. Once you make your problems your client's, you're sure to lose the relationship and the sale. So tune in and negotiate accordingly. Once you've solved the client's problems, you're their hero. You're their go-to salesperson. I'm Anthony Caliendo, and I want to thank you for listening to Mixing the Perfect Sales Cocktail. Don't just be a salesperson. Become a sales assassin and dream big.